This Friday, Pope Francis, in speaking to the prefect of the Congregation for the Saints, stated that Metropolitan Andrei Sheptytsky can now officially be called Venerable Servant of God, with just the penultimate step before sanctity, Servant of God, Blessed, and Saint. This is a great occasion for us as Ukrainian Catholics to rejoice in a man, not because he was our Metropolitan for 44 years in Lviv, but first of all, because he was a good human being. He did not act simply to prolong the life of an organization or of a church, but to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to everyone. Once, when people asked him, "Why do you speak to the Jewish people in Hebrew?" he said, "I speak to them in Hebrew so that in their own language the Spirit of God might touch their heart and they might believe more deeply, become better. It is the same reason I speak in Ukrainian to the Ukrainians, in Polish to the Poles, in German to the Germans, so that they might hear the gospel and in their own language it might touch their heart more deeply." This man was a man who was sick, who was hurt. The last 10 years of his life he had to be carried everywhere. But he devoted himself to the gospel. Why do I say this? Because in the Ukrainian sermon, I picked up on one of the verses of the epistle that we read today that says, "Those who are strong among you must help the weak." Psychologically and socially, often you see in society, not always, but often, and perhaps you can think about your own experience, when you see someone weak morally, psychologically, you see them doing things which are self-destructive, the first reaction should be, for every Christian, how am I called to help this person? How am I called to pray for them at least, if not do something positively for them? Often, people from afar look, make an assessment, a diagnosis, a prognosis, and leave that wounded person go on their merry way, never thinking that we as Christians have a responsibility not for the strong, not those who like us, not those who are so easy to be with, but especially to those who are weak, who are a pain in the neck, who are difficult to be with, who don't want to be cured, who could care less about the gospel and about us. That's what should separate us from people who don't have the gospel deep in their hearts. That if someone is weak, if someone is vulnerable, we don't take an opportunity to strike a deeper wound in their heart, or to tower above them psychologically and say, "Thank God I'm not like that person," but a deep sense of obligation and opportunity to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and to say, "How has the Lord blessed me with gifts that are meant for this person, for me to lift them up and to bring them closer to the gospel?" So today, when you go home, the next time you think of or encounter a person who is not pleasant, who is not easy to talk to, think to yourself, how am I called to be a blessing to this person? How am I called to use the gift that God gave me to help that person? Slava Isusu Christu.